Cynthia Buckley says, as an Illinois taxpayer, she's irked each time she runs across a billboard beckoning Illinoisans to move to Indiana.
We are footing the bill for their denial of women's rights, and that's not fair.
A sociologist and demographer at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, she's working on a project that shows while the number of abortions among Illinois residents is on the decline, those for women coming into Illinois from out of state has risen sharply. In fact, the number of Illinois residents having abortions is below the national average, she says. The information is based on statistics from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the reproductive rights organization, the Guttmacher Institute. It compiled information indicating that the abortion rate nationally in 2017 is the lowest it's been since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which ruled that state bans on abortion were unconstitutional. Illinois has expanded its abortion rights, including state-paid abortions through Medicaid. Meanwhile, its neighbors, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Kentucky, enacted new restrictions like mandatory ultrasounds and requirements on waiting periods and counseling. They also limit the number of weeks at which a pregnancy can be terminated. Illinois countered with a new law this spring that makes abortion a fundamental right and requires new insurers to cover abortions if they cover pregnancy. Cynthia Buckley says while the states can put in restrictions, abortion is still a right.
We have highways and buses and trains and rural roads that do enable women from surrounding states where abortions are very difficult to acquire. They come to Illinois.
They come by the thousands, she says. Scholars we talked to for the story saw several reasons for the overall drop in abortions. Most pointed to better contraceptives, improved insurance through the Affordable Care Act to cover birth control, and a trend in teens choosing to delay having sex until a time when they are more likely to use birth control. But there remains a disagreement about whether anti-abortion efforts and the increase in restrictions have played a role. Elizabeth Nash is with Guttmacher, which maintains that the restrictions are not the reason for the national overall decline in terminations of pregnancies.
Abortion restrictions do have an impact in some states, and certainly on the individual level, where, you know, a restriction, can delay a person from accessing abortion services, make it more difficult to access abortion services, and those burdens aren't necessarily showing up in the rates.
Logically, she said, if the restrictions explain the drop in abortions, birth rates would increase, and they haven't. Others see it differently. That includes Michael New, a business professor at the Catholic University of America, who published articles in both scholarly and commercial publications about abortion trends.
We've seen abortion numbers fall everywhere, even states that are not passing a lot of pro-life laws. So it's not just restrictions, but I do think there's a good body of research that shows that some pro-life laws do reduce abortion rates.
He said there's been a lot of research showing that when you stop taxpayer funding of abortions, abortion numbers go down.
I did a study in 2016 on the federal Hyde Amendment, which limits the ability of the federal government to pay for elective abortions through Medicaid, and I found it has prevented over 2 million abortions since 1976. So again, I do think some pro-life laws are playing a role.
That's what angers Buckley, the University of Illinois researcher.
We are literally and figuratively footing the bill for women's health care in states like Missouri and Iowa and Indiana. Basically, we are a great state in a really bad neighborhood for women's reproductive rights.
I'm Maureen McKinney.